USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has announced he will launch his presidential bid with Elon Musk tonight on Twitter. Musk added this is a first-time ever event and there will be an unscripted question-and-answer session afterwards. DeSantis and presidential candidate Donald Trump lead the ever-growing GOP field for 2024. Elon Musk.
We'll be interviewing Ron DeSantis, and he has quite an announcement to make.
GOP national debt negotiators say a significant gap remains between Republicans and Democrats as they discuss raising the debt ceiling. Republican lawmaker Patrick McHenry says the fundamental issue of spending still remains, while Representative Garrett Graves told reporters that until the White House recognizes that it is a spending problem, there will continue to be issues with the negotiations. A bill that would have required all Texas public schools to display the Ten Commandments prominently in every classroom has failed. Yesterday was the last day to approve the bill before the legislative session ends next Monday, and time expired before the Senate House could vote on the Ten Commandments bill. The Texas Senate approved the measure last month. If you're traveling this Memorial Day weekend, you better pack some extra patience.
If you're traveling by plane, you're not going to be alone in the sky or at the airport.
FAA is projecting more than 51,000 flights on Thursday alone.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said his agency is working to minimize travel disruptions as the number of travelers is expected to be at pre-pandemic levels. More than 40 million Americans are expected to travel over the holiday weekend. I'm John Schaefer.
The Final Four in hockey's race for the Stanley Cup playoffs has two teams emerging as dominant forces. Both the Vegas Golden Knights and Florida Panthers lead their best-of-seven series 3-0. Games continue tonight and tomorrow night. USA News.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
A letter sent to the House Ways and Means Committee, Internal Revenue Service Commissioner Daniel Werfel denied intervening to retaliate against a whistleblower in connection with the Hunter Biden complaint and investigation. This, as a second whistleblower, has now come forward. Representative Nancy Mace, the Republican from South Carolina, on Fox News.
Anyone at the IRS today or anyone in the administration, if you have something to say, if you've seen something with the Hunter Biden investigation, you want to talk to the Oversight Committee, we will protect you. We're going to protect every whistleblower that comes forward into this investigation. If the FBI and DOJ won't do their job, well, we'll do it for them.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump was told by a Manhattan, New York court to keep his comments about the case to himself.
During a virtual appearance in a Manhattan courtroom Tuesday, Trump was told by Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Juan Merchan that he could potentially be sanctioned if he violates a court order. Trump appeared with his defense team from Mar-a-Lago, only speaking to say, "I do," when the judge asked if he had a copy of the court order. This order bans Trump from speaking publicly about evidence in the Stormy Daniels case. Trump has pleaded not guilty to the charges against him, and the next court date in the case is set for March of next year. I'm Skip Kelly.
SpaceX scrubbed a launch attempt early this evening at Cape Canaveral, Florida, due to bad weather, delaying until tonight the liftoff of an Airbus-built communications satellite for ArabSat. Today is officially Aviation Maintenance Technician Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you want the lowest prices on wines and champagne shipped right to your door? TotalWine.com, America's largest independent wine retailer, ships to Panama City. Explore our vast selection of over 8,000 wines and find something you love all at the lowest prices for over 30 years. Whether you're looking to enjoy a full-bodied Cabernet from Paso or crisp Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand, TotalWine.com has you covered with great wines and Grand Cru champagne shipped right to your door. Find what you love. Love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Shipping available on wine and champagne only. Drink responsibly. B21.